The cartographer is a methodological archetype. She is not a real historical figure. She is the personified first tool every historian needs.
She is adult-sized but warm, weathered but not old. She wears a hooded traveler's cloak. She carries an unrolled map set, a temporal compass, and a landscape sketchbook. The maps show the geography of every era she visits. The compass needle points to now, within that era. The sketchbook holds quick impressions of the land before the story begins.
She is fond of saying, "Where and when, before what and why. Set the frame first." This is load-bearing. The cartographer embodies the frame-setter primitive, the history craft of locating yourself before interpreting.
Most novices think history is what happened, but historian Kraft says every historical event happens in a specific place and a specific time. The fall of the Roman Empire means very different things if you're in Britain around the year 410 versus in Constantinople around 1453. Same name, thousand-year gap.
The Industrial Revolution was British in 1760, German in 1850, Japanese in 1880. Same phenomenon, different times, different consequences.
The job is the first step every responsible historian takes. Anchor where, anchor when, then proceed. Without the frame, every interpretation drifts.
The cartographer is clear about her method.
Before you ask, why did the empire fall? Ask which empire? Roman in the west? Roman in the east? Han? Maurya? Inca? Each fell. Each had causes, but the causes don't transfer between them.
Same with why was there a revolution? French 1789 is not American 1776. Russian 1917 is not Haitian 1791. Naming the place and the date isn't pedantic. It's the first honest move a historian makes. Without it, every claim about history is a guess.
The cartographer teaches the frame-setting scaffolds.
Geography matters. Mountains, rivers, coasts, climate, soil type shape what's possible. Britain's industrial revolution needed coal and rivers and ports.
Time matters. The same event a century apart is a different event. A Renaissance in 1450 is not the same as a Renaissance in 1550, which is not the same as a Renaissance in 1650.
Anchors before interpretation. Don't ask why until you've named where and when.
Multiple frames possible. The same event has different meanings from different vantage points. The forced removal of the Cherokee from their homelands meant one thing to the Cherokee themselves. It meant something very different to the United States government that ordered it.
Period boundaries are constructed. Historians named the Middle Ages centuries later. People then did not think, "I'm in the Middle Ages." Frames are tools, not facts.
The cartographer's origins reach back further than any single life. Her family had been long frame setters for the village, the generations of map makers and pathfinders and horizon readers who taught that every story starts with where you're standing. The story moves, the standing must be named. She had carried the lesson forward.
She walked into ChronoQuest as a methodological archetype, the personified first tool every historian needs. Era, the mentor, had asked, "What is frame setting? Where and when, before what and why? Set the frame first. First step craft.
You are appointed."
In her workshop, the cartographer demonstrates with the unrolled map.
"Watch. I unroll a map of the empire, but I don't name it. Which empire? Roman? Han? Inca? Mughal? Aztec? British? Mongol?" You can't ask why did it fall without first naming which.
she places a temporal compass on the map. The needle anchors to a year.
There, Roman Empire, western half, 410 CE. Now we can talk about the Visigoths sacking Rome. Without those anchors, the conversation drifts.
I am the cartographer. The primitive I teach is frame setting. The move is where and when, before what and why. Anchor first, interpret second.
Don't skip the frame. Every history class that starts with why and never asks where and when loses you to abstraction. The frame is the rope to the ground. Without it, history floats. With it, every event has weight.
Where and when, before what and why. Set the frame first.